You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney. We know that obesity is a global pandemic and has been dismissed and, put it that we're subhuman. And our mission, the Obesity Revolution, Brandon's, myself, is to shrink obesity in a big way as far as getting the people the help that they need and quit, telling us it's all about that why'd you do this to yourself, and it has to change. So that's what we're doing. That's why we have the guest on that we do. That's why we have theobesityrevolution.com, so you could go there and get help. If you're struggling, listen, reach out to us. We are there for you. We will help you. We will get you the help. We will get you the resources, the tools, and that's what it's all about. And, follow us, at the Obesity Revolution. You can follow any of our handles, and even myself at I Am Sean Mulroney. But anyways, we're going to get into this. If you missed part one, I hope you got to go back and listen to part one of my good friend Jesse Wolf. This is part two. And if you enjoyed part one, part two is going to blow your mind. So this is exciting. Jesse has become a real friend and mentor to me, and the things that he's been through and that he's sharing and things that he's accomplishing in his life, and that you think that you can't accomplish it, well, guess what? You have another thing coming because you are worth it. You can do it. So let's get into part two with my good friend, Jesse Wolf. Man, Jesse, that was an incredible point that you just brought out. You said you have to be prepared to have anxiety, to be prepared to, be embarrassed, if you will. Am I right in saying that? I mean, that's what
you're...
I mean, isn't it a shame that, we have... things and people haven't even caught up because, now it's just catching up that people are viewing obesity as a chronic disease that, it's just, and part of it is that, hey, we did do this, we made bad choices. We need to own it. I mean, we need to quit making excuses and quit blaming everybody else, but there's more to it. I mean, obesity is complex. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, all day long. All day long. So many layers.
And everybody tries to simplify it.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's why they have these people that are doing these 1,200 calorie, meal plans that are, these doctors are 150 pounds and they're like, okay, we're going to treat them like a fat kid trying to steal cake.
Right. And it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And that's not what we are. We want to make sure, making these positive changes, and nobody ever wants to talk about that until, I like what you said, earlier. Is that, we have people, and on the other note, Brandon, he's never been overweight, just so you, understand where we're coming from. And I like it. I like people that are there that, having coaches, but Brandon was, he changed my life. The reason being, whenever he met, I reached out to him, he came and met with me at my home. After my third daughter was born, which was my why, which that's what I want to get into with you real quick. He came here and we met. And he told me he was going to take me on, which I was totally, shocked by. And I asked him a couple questions. I said, well, Brandon, I said, have you ever been overweight? He said, no, not a day in my life. And then I said, well, have you ever worked with somebody my size? He says, no. And I asked him, I said, well, how is this going to work, man? And here's what he said to me that changed my life. He said, well, you want to learn from me? I said, yes, sir, obviously. And he said this to me, Jesse. He says, I want to learn from you.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Wow.
So what I look at is that I feel myself and yourself is that we are the answer to lead people to the answer, okay? Because we don't have this figured out. We're still struggling. But what I feel is that you and I, because we've been through this from a kid all the way up to where we're at, we have sympathy because we are going through it. There's nothing better than sympathy groups to say, okay, I understand where you're at. We don't need to stay here. But then there's empathy. Empathy is putting yourself in somebody's shoes, even though you don't understand where they've been. And that's what Brandon was. He had so much empathy, and he didn't know how to work with somebody. Like, I mean, he went to 4 years of college, you know, the physics of it, the exercise, you know, all that stuff, did that 4-year degree. And so the thing that was really incredible to me is when he said, I want to learn from you, and that we did. That first year, man, it was a learning curve for him. He's like, I can't believe it. So what I talk about is that sympathy is what builds the bridge. You and I are bridge builders. But what Brandon is that empathy is going to get us over the bridge.
I love that.
So you and I have the sympathy, and we're leading people that are connecting to us, because they're, you know, we're not going to connect with a person that's 180 pounds and chiseled, you know, like they look like they're, you know, you could bounce a quarter off of them, right? What they're doing now is why people are following you on social media, and even myself, is because they can relate to us, because we're doing it, we're not making excuses, and we're showing them that, hey, why don't you come join us? Which leads me into, what is your why, Jesse? What is your why?
I have so many, but, you know, I have, like, levels of them, right? My biggest one is to be here, right? I get to this point in my life, like, I'm not ready to leave this early.
Right, you know what I mean?
So that's my biggest thing, you know, from the absolute top. But
To be here,
yeah. And then, you know, it's unbelievable, because in my career, in my lifetime, you know, in my career of entrepreneurship, I've actually had people, investors, large investors, very important, powerful people, be really great to me. And then I've had a handful that will literally have come up to me and say things around the realm of, you're an incredible person, you're extremely talented,
you need to lose weight.
Yep, we will not invest in you because you're too much of a hazard. Because basically they don't see their investment lasting long. And I had that really told to me for the first time probably like 18 months ago. You know, it was a very big investment opportunity. And I was very pissed off at first, right?
Yes,
I know. And then I thought about it, and I really looked at some of the most powerful leaders in the world. And the one thing I took away from, you know, my research of these titans, right, these businessmen and women that kind of changed the landscape of our lives, it's they're extremely disciplined. Yeah. And discipline starts with ourself, right? So if I'm not disciplined enough to take care of myself, to put myself first,
that's
how
good,
can I be
Jesse.
So disciplined in other aspects of my life?
That's convicting, bro.
Thank you. And that's a big one for me right there.
Well, that we do, and rightly so. But at the same time, don't they, you know, because just because, you know, you're obese doesn't give you a death sentence, right?
Exactly right. I'm perfectly healthy right now.
And I'm the healthiest I've been in years. But you got Bob Harper, who was on The Biggest Loser, who is a health and fitness guru, and had a heart attack.
Exactly. I think about that often, to be honest.
And that's what I mean, I get you. What you're saying is absolutely convicting. We need to take care, and we need to invest in ourselves. We need to have a meeting with ourselves. Just like I'm going to take that and take that away, that Jesse Wolfism right there, is that having a meeting with yourself. If everybody out there listening to this, take that away today. Get a meeting with yourself. Don't miss the meeting with yourself, and make yourself important is what you – that right there. I mean, that's just like – I just love that so much, Jesse. But, you know, at the same time –
Let me interject real quick.
Go ahead. Okay? Yeah, please
so
do.
For everybody that's listening that is not – a business person, right, that's used to meetings, look at it like this. If all you had to do was go to bed tonight, okay, mm-hmm. and, you know, 8 hours later you open your eyeballs and I'm standing there with a winning lottery ticket, okay, for $10 million, and you get that winning lottery ticket every single day, and all you have to do is go to bed and wake up, and the first thing you do is sign the back of that lottery ticket, you would do that every single day. Everybody
right.
would.
Yes.
All I have to do is sign. It'd be the first thing you'd want to do is sign the back of that lottery ticket. And the way I see life is look at the world around you, right? Not everybody gets to wake up tomorrow morning, okay? Mm. So every day that you open your eyeballs and you get to stare at the ceiling of your bedroom, that's a lottery ticket, right? And the first thing you need to do is sign the back of that lottery ticket, right? And that, again, is the same, you know, symbolic meaning of, you know, the meeting is first. You're the first meeting of the day. However you want to view it, you know, you have to put it on that kind of pedestal, you know, for you to really take it as serious as it should be.
Wow, Jesse. I that gives me chills. And if we took our weight loss as serious as we take things, you know, as the essence of money, because you've been down that road. I mean, you've had successful businesses. You've been on major TV shows, correct? Am I right saying that?
Yep.
Could you even mention that at all? What show were you on?
Yeah. So, you know, I found entrepreneurship early on in my life and realized it was my passion. And, you know, I am an extremely creative person. So, you know, creating business and is thrilling to me. It's an outlet for my creativity.
I can tell. Yeah. It exudes out of you. I mean, you're like, you know, entrepreneur, you know, yeah, you know, ism, you know, type thing. You just, it oozes out of you, brother. No doubt. No doubt.
Thank you. And I just love it. I mean, I love every aspect about it, the wins, the fails. You know, so ultimately that led me to start a food company in 2013. And in 2014, we officially started selling, you know, across the state of Florida. And then we ended up on the TV show Shark Tank in 2015, which was absolutely wild. And then that's led me to you know, be on several, you know, syndicated news channels across the country and Entrepreneur Magazine.
Which on that show, you hit it out of the park, by the way. I mean, you just, I mean, seriously. How did that, tell everybody, did you get a deal from that?
Yeah.
So how, tell about, so that's what I'm saying. I'm bringing this out. You know why? Because people that say obese people can't be successful, regardless of people that want to write us off and say, hey, you need to lose weight, you're not an investment. But that wasn't going to stop you and deter you.
No, you know, I confidence is everything. Right?
Yes. Amen.
It is everything. You can do whatever you want on this planet.
You can be a confident fat man. You know. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Yes.
That's who I am.
Yeah. Me too. Me too.
And like I said, going back to my early days, I used my size to my advantage. So when I walked onto that Shark Tank set, the world knew who Jesse Wolf was because I was loud, I was proud, and I was there in size.
Yes.
And, you know, I just let my personality match my body type. And I did a great show. I mean, it was phenomenal. And I've gone on to continue to leverage that, you know, as I've grown forward. And trust me, I've had the comments of, you need to take better care of yourself. But you, starting today, right, if you're listening to this show right now, you can instantly become more confident just by simply putting on a nice outfit. I'm not saying a suit and tie, right? A nice pair of jeans, a fresh, clean T-shirt, and a clean pair of shoes, right? And you'll feel like $1 million, right? And then that's going to just exude from your pores when you walk out the door because you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, that admits out to the world that, you know, you're happy and you're confident and you can do things in life. And although I even have restrictions, you know, being a bigger guy right now, you know, to some degree, I fight through those, right? And when I still, like I said, when I go to a restaurant, I don't show that I'm anxious. I don't show that I have that animosity.
You show confidence, yes.
I show confidence, yeah. And you know, when I walk in and I notice that there's, you know, a booth open and a table booth combo or something like that, you know, I literally walk up confident and I say, hi, how are you? I would really like to sit at that table right there in that corner. Is that possible? And without even thinking about it, they go, yes, absolutely.
You're showing, you know, initiative is what you're doing. That's what
I take control of the situation.
That's
right? I show initiative.
Brother, that. Yeah. Okay. So listen, this is going to be a two-parter anyways. Okay. So man, this is just good stuff. I mean, we're going down these incredible paths. Okay. How can somebody right now, of course, it's a lifestyle journey, okay? We understand that, you know, having a meeting with yourself, you know, taking, you know, making small steps, you know, doing what you're doing every day and, you know, changing it to where you start out today, okay? confidence. How can somebody right now say somebody is, you know, there's a big population in America, Jesse, that never come out of their home. Probably about 30 million people because of their incapacity, they're immobile, they're physically not able to come out, and even some that are anxious, you know, completely, you know, can't come out because they're too anxious and they don't want to go and be seen in society because society does not accept us. Right. So confidence, okay? A person, I feel that you need to be confident before you start your journey. That's where the mindset comes in, saying, okay, I'm going to do this. And just like you said, you know, wear something that's nice. You know what I mean? To change your whole attitude. Your attitude can change your life because life is an attitude. So what does confidence look at? Somebody right now is listening to our conversation right now, okay? And they're extremely obese. That's what I like to call it, you know, morbidly obese, whatever. But they're extremely, they don't have any confidence. They don't have anything. They're down on themselves. They hate themselves. You know, how did I get this way? Why did I do this? Give steps to confidence. What do they need to do besides, like you said one thing, you know, just put something on. You know what I mean? But clothes are sometimes short. All they can fit in is, a pair of sweats or a T-shirt. Where does confidence and some steps to getting confident start being obese?
Start with little wins, right? So little tweaks equate to big peaks.
Yes.
I am such an advocate for that same thing. You know, I always say, little wins win big wars.
Yes, kind of that's right. That's exactly it.
You know, so step one, right? If you only can wear, you know, let's say sweatpants and a T-shirt, go buy a brand new pair. Go buy a fresh pair, right? Start by throwing out your old, you know, if they've got holes and stuff, because I'm guilty of that. I think we all are, right? We have clothes that we should have gotten rid of a while ago, right? And we just tend to wear them because they're our comfy clothes. But anytime you can start fresh, to me, in any aspect. I think when you get a new toothbrush, you know what I mean? It's like a fresh start.
That's good.
Right?
That's good. That's good.
What can you do today to make yourself feel like you have a fresh start? You know, getting a new pair of sweatpants or shorts and getting a new T-shirt or two, you know, is such a small and, you know, inexpensive change that I'd recommend right away. Okay. Two, surrounding yourself with a support group is incredible. And I'm not saying, you know, get on TV and watch, you know, My 600-Pound Life, because that is just one of the worst.
They exploit us. They exploit
us.
They do. It's
they do.
And one savior to come to a doctor and him say, you know, lose 30 pounds or, you know, you're not doing it right. You know what I'm saying? You know, anyways, go take a hike. Right.
Exactly. You know, so that's not the route you need to go. You know, you need to hunt around on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok.
The real,
you
know, Jesse Wolf, right, on TikTok and Instagram. Yeah, go follow the real Jesse Wolf. That's what you need to do. Yeah, go ahead.
That would be a great step.
That'd be a great step, yes.
And just by following me, you'll see how many friends I have made that are in the exact same boat. I mean, I've got friends on there that have lost 300 pounds in 14 months.
Yep.
All natural, you know, no surgery. So, you know, like I always say, if you want to be a soccer player, right, I don't know the damn thing about soccer today. But if I wanted to play soccer, I would find six people that play soccer, and I'd be friends with them, and I'd keep them in my circle. And odds are I'll probably learn how to play soccer and be somewhat okay with it. On the contrary, if I want to become a drug dealer, well, I'll probably end up hanging around six people that sell drugs and, you know, unfortunately become a drug dealer. So, you know, on this, if you want confidence – And you know, you want to create change in your life, but you're overwhelmed and you don't know where to start, get around people fighting your same battle.
Good.
I'm not talking about your family that has to lose 10 pounds.
Good.
I'm talking, if you have to lose 250 pounds, you need to find people that you can also watch, learn, inspire from. And social media, while it can be extremely toxic, it is
two-edged sword. Yeah.
It is so two-edged. You know, there is a whole world of information and support and love and empathy. You just have to make sure you stay in that bubble and you don't end up down those other rabbit holes. And there are incredible people doing incredible things that are sitting in your exact situation right now. Somebody out there has done what you want to do, and your only job right now is to find that group. and get in there and stay in there. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
You'll live instantly. Like when you and I see it in our wolf pack every single day. You know, people are. I mean, that's why we created that group, because you know it was so hard to find a good weight loss support, a good fitness support group that was genuine. It wasn't full of selling. It was supportive and motivational. You know, so that's in essence how we ended up creating ours. But you know, along the way, I've just discovered so many good people fighting the same battle we fight, that have had success but still fight, you know, turmoils and speed bumps and issues along the way. And that's real life, you know what I mean?
And that's how we found each other, you know what I'm saying? It's like we're birds of a feather flock together,
you know?
And it's like we're coming to that same thing, is that surrounding ourselves with the people that we're going to be support, you know what I mean? Because, you know, think about it. Social acceptance validates everyone. You know, we don't have a voice because we don't have validation. And then once you get that validation to where, you know, people, you know, and I'm humbled by the fact that the people that have followed me through my journey the last 3.5 years of people that, okay, hey, you start and then even, and some people are going to get even further ahead than you. And that's okay, because rising tides floats more ships.
So
our tides are rising, Jesse, we're just there to put more, you know, people out there on the ocean, and we're not there to steal the thunder. That's what you've done with the Wolf Pact, which is, you know, the wolfpact.com, which we're going to put all of Jesse's handles in the show notes and his website. And even, like I said, a clothing line is going to be coming, you know, out right now too with the Wolf Pact. And, you know, that's what we did. The Obesity Revolution, we have a support group too. We have about 1,600 people in there, and no drama. You know, if you're going to post something that where it's a safe, you know, effective environment, where the Wolf Pact and the Obesity Revolution, that people are, that they don't want to find it. They don't want to go there. And then how many people are going to these weight loss groups and there's so much drama, you know, people are doing there, the, you know, the keyboard Nazis, if you will, they're, you know, that's where they feel brave. It's like amazing that everybody has a platform. They think they have social media that they can tear people down, you know, and anybody can do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like that hate, but haters to me are motivators. I like haters.
I do too.
You know, it makes me, and I'm going to acknowledge them. And I try to turn a hater into a lover. But at the same time, if they can't do it, I can take that, because what do they tell me? If why criticize somebody that's trying to improve themselves? And that's what we're doing. And that's what we're doing. And with the Wolf Pact. And so what I want to do, I mean, this is we can go for hours. But the thing is, Jesse, tell a little bit about, you know, the Wolf Pact. You know what I'm saying? What you're doing, what the future holds with the Wolf Pact. You know what I'm saying? We know why you created it the same way, you know, the Obesity Revolution. You know, my pain got turned into a purpose. You know what I'm saying? I packaged my pain and turned it into a purpose, where it was my very weakness, you know, that I was. It's the elephant in the room, and pun intended. That's what I had to do, is I had to embrace the elephant in the room. And everybody talked about it or whatever. So what I did is I nailed it. And I believe, I don't know if you do, but I'm almost sure you do, but there is great strength in vulnerability.
Agreed.
Because when you take 100%. That, when you're vulnerable, you take the sword out of everybody else's hands, because they have nothing to criticize you for.
Exactly. Yep.
And that's what we're doing, and that's what you're doing, and that's what you created. So tell everybody about the Wolf Pact, and it's going to be in the notes and everything, and I want you to go there. Tell a little bit about that in the future real quick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I started my journey in January, I started posting to this new app called TikTok. You know, nobody knew who I was on there, and it was just for me to hold myself accountable in a simplistic state. You know, that quickly, you know, started attracting other people, or I started meeting people in the same exact scenario
yes.
as me.
Yes.
So here I was, being very vulnerable, very scary. I put myself out there, and sure enough, others recognized that and were like, well, if he's going to put himself out there, I want to support him and, you know, follow him on his journey. Well, what they didn't realize is I was ready to support them back, right? And that quickly became a little, you know, small community of people that we just supported each other. And it came to a point where it was really hard for me to use my TikTok account to show the support. And I said,
right.
Guys, I want to create a Facebook group that allows us to talk to each other
Smart.
Every single day.
Smart.
So we did that. And, you know, within a few weeks, we went over 1,000, you know, followers and counting, you know. So now we're up to about 1,500 Wolf Pact members. And it's called Wolf Pact.
Yes, P-A-C-T. Yes.
Yeah, for yes. a major reason. You know, we started calling ourselves the Wolfpack, obviously based off my last name and what a Wolfpack stands for. But I wanted it to be deeper because I made a commitment to myself at the beginning of this year. I made a pact with myself to create change, right?
Good.
To be the person I've always wanted to be.
Good.
And as we created the Wolfpack, you know, the theory of Wolfpack is, you know, we're a family, we're a unit. A wolf pack never leaves a family member behind.
Nope. Nope.
So we merged that with pact, right? And, you Smart. Know, so we are that unit.
Smart.
You know, when you join us, you know, you're a family member. You're a brother and a sister in the wolf pack. And as you join, you agree to our family pact, which is, you know, to love, support, and encourage each other. You know, there's no harassment. There's no bullying. There's no hate speech. There's no jealousy. If you're having a bad day, you are absolutely safe and free to talk about it, speak up,
Come
and the
on.
Wolfpack will rally
Come
and
on.
Make sure that you push forward. And when you have a good day, there's no jealousy. When you have a good day, we are there
good.
To support, to celebrate.
Yes,
you know,
I say
the
come
fullest.
On.
That's
yes.
right. That's right. you know, it's pushing, it's celebrating.
Yes.
I don't care if it's a small win or a massive win. You know, every win counts as our book, and we thrive on that. And it's been absolutely incredible to see so many people come alive in our group, if you will. And I'm so proud that you guys have one, that we have one. You know, it's so great. Like, this isn't a competition.
No.
By no means. Like,
no,
I encourage more people to start more movements like this. Because, like you said, you know, we need more ships at sea.
We do. We do.
Fighting these storms. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. If my tide rises, your tide rises, let's put them together. The more ships we and the bigger the ships we can put out there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's not just about us, you know? And that's what I found out, Jesse. This isn't about us. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you step aside, you know what I mean? It's the given is to the giver. You know, whenever the more you give and you give back, the more you're given. I mean, you can't take, you know what I'm saying? And people want to be a taker. They want to be, you know, the opportunist. You know, they're looking for to step on somebody to get to do it. You know, and remember people on the way up because you are going to need them on the way down. There is no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. But finally here, listen to this. Okay. This is good stuff. What is your message to everybody out there? If you could simplify it. You know, you put it into, I don't know, what is your message to everybody out there that's struggling like you and I have and are?
You're not stuck in your life today. Okay? So if you feel like, you know, you're depressed and it's over and like this is it, you couldn't be more wrong if you tried. Okay?
Wow.
You have a chance when you go to bed tonight to start completely over tomorrow, right? And as intimidating as it can be, start with small changes. You know, just start winning little battles.
And little victories.
Little victories, yep.
You know, and little victories have a meeting. And have it. A meeting with yourself.
Start.
Don't you know, miss
people
it.
People are so afraid to be selfish. Taking care of yourself is not a selfish act, okay? Selfish is, you know, not feeding your children, you know, because you ate all of the dinner. You know what I mean? That would be an example, obviously, of selfish, right? Being selfish for yourself, you know, taking care of yourself, putting yourself first in the aspect of health, that's not selfish in the grand scheme of things. That's caring about your family and everybody else around you because you're going to be here
Dude.
For them.
Brother, Jesse. I mean, wisdom exudes out of you too, brother. I mean, it's just, I hope everybody listens to this. And you need help, go to thewolfpact.com. Join their Facebook group. That will change your life. Follow Jesse on TikTok, on an Instagram. He posts all the time something. I go there, I'm looking, all of a sudden I'll see Jesse come up. And I watch it. I want to watch it. I want to see his Insta story. I want to see what he's doing on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? The other day you did something that, you know, people were, there was a hater or whatever. And, you know, how you did that. And then the other one TikTok that I really love that you did is you start talking about, you know, things people were saying about you. But it wasn't them saying it. It was what you said to yourself every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And that's the kind of message you're going to get. That's what we're going to do is we're going to support you. but we're going to, you know, be there. Whether you show up one day or 30 days, we're going to be there, and you're not going to look any, you're not going to be any different to us.
Right.
And that's what it's all about, Jesse. And what you're doing is awe-inspiring from what you've been through. And go back and watch Jesse's episode on Shark Tank. I mean, he you know, the confidence, and you think obese people can't be successful. Well, that's quite the contrary. And you know what? Here's the final thing. Have a meeting with yourself. Don't miss that meeting. Make an appointment every day, just like Jesse does, up to 3 miles a day, lifts weights, and he put himself first this past January. And if he can do it, I can do it. And if we can do it, you can do it. Am I right, Jesse?
Absolutely.
No excuses.
None.
And get confident. You know what I'm saying? If you're 600, 700 pounds, you can be confident. And you've let society, if you let circumstances get the better of you, that's fine. It happens. You know, abuse runs rampant, you know, in our community. Abandonment runs rampant, you know, I we get that. But you don't have to be a victim. You can be a victor. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about, Jesse. But Jesse, bro, I appreciate you. This is a two-part, I mean, incredible. We could go 10 part. I mean, probably 100 parts. I mean, but what we're doing, I'm going to have you be a recurring guest on this. But we're going to do this. We love you. On behalf of the Obesity Revolution, get healthy, stay healthy. Follow me on social media at I Am Sean Maroney, all of them out there. Go to theobesityrevolution.com. We'll get you the help. We'll get you the support. And start with yourself and love yourself. And until next time, you got this, and we love you. And get that confidence and make sure that you have an appointment with yourself.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.